Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon.
Happy
New Year. I missed you, man. Sorry to not be here yesterday, but glad to be back. And my thanks to Chris Berg for sobbing for me here on the program. And everybody taking their part. Had a long drive to Battleview, North Dakota. My wife and I, she actually drove the whole way back so I could work. Isn't that just a sweetheart
nice.
Of a wife? That's no small drive either, you know. But anyway, appreciate that very much. Saw a couple of moose yesterday. I have video to prove it. Traipsing around. I loved
it. No kidding. Where?
It was around Battleview, Powers Lake. We were driving the back roads to go see
nice.
His family farm. And we actually I took a picture of a well, Continental Resources well, Lucille.
I saw that.
Yeah. How great is that? Boom, here come a couple of moose. So that was fun. Laid Maria's aunt to rest at the beautiful Battleview Church here yesterday, Ellen Carlson. She's kind of a famous Powers Lake resident. Well, she wouldn't like that term, famous. She wouldn't want any fuss. But well-known, you ask anybody in Powers Lake. Of course, you ask anybody about any resident of Powers Lake, and they know the drill. So they sure do. But anyway, it was a very nice service and wonderful to see Maria's cousins and family and all of that as well. So. Just getting to that point where you're losing them. My mom and dad have been gone now for a number of years. Her mom and dad are gone. Her mom, of course, Thanksgiving. Now her aunt, and she has two aunts left out of that big Berg family out of Columbus and Battleview and McGregor in that particular area of North Dakota. Produced some good stock there. I always say North Dakota's made up Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck are made up of people from everywhere else in North Dakota. What's the one connection or not? There's a lot of salt of the earth, God-fearing, freedom-loving folks all across North Dakota. You think about the stock they came from. Many of them, you know, obviously have relatives that came over Norway or Germany, other places, and settled here. Imagine drawing the straw that says, yeah, I'm going to go to North Dakota. Now, you know, you go to Norway and go to Norway farm country, and you quickly figure out why they picked this because, it, you know, there's some similarities, right? Now, we don't have the fjords, and we don't have, some of the awesome mountains and waterfalls and everything else, but in Norwegian farm country, like Tynset, Norway, where Maria's family came from, you go out to Battleview and say, hey, there's some similarities here. There's some great beauty and some, the farming's similar. And so, but imagine that. Imagine new to America, on a boat as a youngster, and, head out to the middle of North Dakota long before electricity.
No easy task.
Yeah.
My father-in-law always says the good old days really weren't that good.
But the metal
come on.
Of, you know, the people, the DNA, the character, the grit, lives on to this day, not in much of the wokeness of America, but in, and their ancestors.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? And the people, the descendants of those families.
If you watch Yellowstone at all, there's a prequel out. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill star in it. 1883.
Should I watch Yellowstone?
Great show. You should be.
Should I?
1883.
Somebody told me it's a little dark.
Nah, it's not bad. But
finish your story.
But this 1883 prequel is fantastic because it shows all of these immigrants, and Sam Elliott's the main guy, the trail boss, that's bringing them to Oregon out of, I think, Texas. And they're German, Swedish, Norwegian, all these families who are just ready for the American dream.
I got to see this.
It's really good.
Is this the newest episode with Tim McGraw and Faisal?
Yeah, 1883 it's called. It's on Paramount Plus. Yeah, really good.
Paramount Plus. I can't keep them straight. Roku, Pluto, Zemo.
We're down to three. We eliminated. We got the Sling. We got the Paramount Plus. We got Peacock. The rest of them are gone.
All I know is I can find anything I want surfing on television.
Yeah, pretty much. Don't have the time.
Greg Kelly, add him to that list too, would you?
Yep. Yeah. I get Newsmax on the app.
It's really good.
The Sling doesn't have it.
Anyway, Todd Mitchell's here. Kevin Flynn's here, and we're ready to go today on What's on Your Mind. Talk about anything you'd like at this first hour. We have a whole hour open phones. What's on your mind? I have two things on my mind, but I'm welcoming your calls, questions, and comments on anything and everything. So, simple as dialing us up, 701-258-0550. Did I say that slow enough for everybody? Kevin gets on me when I don't quite say it slow enough. 701-258-0550. Okay? You can text me at 701-237-1590. And you can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's the way to contact us here on What's on Your Mind. Open phone time to find out what's on your mind in this first hour. Next hour, we have the Better Business Roundtable. We bring in the pros. Ide Bailey, Onstead Twitchell, High Point Networks, actual business owners, been there, done that, built that, Starion Financial. And tackle some topics that you, the listeners, suggest that we tackle on your behalf. Some very interesting stuff and, good opportunity to learn some best practices and hear from some pros and toss some things around. We're also going to talk with two candidates for statewide office today, North Dakota Tax Commissioner Brian Crocious. As you know, he was appointed to that post after the resignation of Ryan Rauschenberger. And so he's been appointed to that. Now he's announced that he's running for that spot. Brian's a good business person, served North Dakota well in the Public Service Commission. I think that's a great move. Glad to know that he's running for that post. And then Michael Howe, who's a state representative in leadership, chairing committees, doing some good work in the North Dakota legislature, representing, Castleton and that region. Michael Howe is going to be running for the position of Secretary of State because Al Jaeger's announced his retirement there. So those are two important positions for, and that leaves, I guess, the Public Service Commission post because Brian Crocious, of course, was appointed by the governor to go over to the Tax Commission. So they have one Public Service Commission post up. The governor will need to appoint somebody to fill out that term, and then that person will run for re-election for a two-year term to finish out the term of Brian Crocious. So be interesting to see who the governor puts there. And I'd welcome some nominations from the floor. Who do you think would be good for the PSC to be on there? I think one thing I would think of if I were Governor Burgum is business acumen, because Brian Crocious brought that to Public Service Commission for sure, that business acumen. And you've got a farmer, a rancher, and Randy Christman there now. You've got, Julie Fedorchuk, and Julie, of course, been around the political scene for a long time. Just a problem solver. That's sort of Julie's, that's her resume. She's just a good problem solver and has been part of the Schaefer administration, very important part of Ed and Nancy Schaefer's tenure as governor for 8 years and ultimately ran for office. But I think, a get things done, know the political system kind of person, as well. So you got two there. So now it's a matter of replacing Brian Crocious on the PSC. Who should that be? Who should that be? And I would imagine the governor's going to say, I want to put somebody there who isn't just holding a spot, but rather interested in being in that spot for some time. That's a very important job, Public Service Commission. Doesn't get a lot of attention, but I'm telling you, what crosses their desks is important, especially in a state like North Dakota with being an energy exporter and having so many different issues, baseload energy and all the rest. So text me your nominations today for PSC. Who should it be? 701-237-1590. Two things on my mind today, and then we're going to get to your calls, questions, comments. One is the Fargo Police Department is in the middle of a brouhaha Are you following any of this from Bismarck? Anybody west of Fargo give two rips about what's happening in the Fargo Police Department? Todd, what would you say?
I don't really hear much buzz about it, but I mean, I think we all want to know what's going on.
I think it's important for everybody to pay attention for the following reason. I mean, what happens in Fargo, I've long said that the Minnesota wokeness has invaded Fargo, okay? And that's just geography, okay, number one. And a little bit, you know, NDSU, Concordia, Morehead State, that sort of academic wokeness. It's naturally going to happen. But, you know, the more woke Fargo is, the more that contagion, I would call it, spreads west. So it's worth paying attention to. The Fargo Police Department has had 32 resignations on the police force and 7 retirements since a new chief came in from Beloit, Wisconsin. And if for folks have not been following this, the chief came here and raised some eyebrows very early on by saying, you know, we got to listen to these Black Lives Matter people, understand their situation a little better. So Fargo hired a diversity officer just to make sure we're doing everything the way we should be doing. I don't know that Columbus, North Dakota need a diversity officer? Does Bo Bells? Does Watford City? Does Williston? Does Wapiton even? I don't know. I think we just know that you do the right thing. You don't necessarily need people to say, yeah, no, you're doing the right thing there. So there's some wokeness coming in there, and it's a concern. And I have a couple of COVID questions I'm hoping to answer. Maybe somebody in our audience can help with this anecdotally. And that much more as we continue on What's On Your Mind.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com and thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by MyPillow. Big news from MyPillow. They're launching today a January bedding sale. So here we are, midway point of January means a couple of weeks for these savings. You don't want to dilly-dally. 50% off. You ready? By my math, that's one half off.
Yes, it is.
I think I have that right.
You do.
Sleepwear, sheets, 2-inch mattress topper, blankets, quilts, and comforters, all 50% off right now. So if you've been putting it off, you know, hearing about all these great products, saying, gosh, I should do it, today is your day. They also have an overstock sale on body pillows with a case, regularly $117.97, now only $39.99. Kevin, know how much you like those. I think I'd buy one of each.
I might need another one.
Select pillowcases, couch pillows, individual towels, great price. Go to the Radio Listener Square, MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com, the place for all the election integrity news. They archive everything there if you want to get up to speed on just, okay, where is Arizona at? What's happening there? Did you see what happened in Wisconsin yesterday? A judge said, these drop-off mail things, your ballot things you're doing, you can't do that.
Imagine that.
It's a violation of the state constitution. You can't do that. Now, for everybody that shames you every time you say, there's been nothing, there's no court, no ad, there's nothing here. There's just one in the last 24 hours in Wisconsin saying the way Wisconsin voted in 2020 is illegal. That's what the judge is saying. And you can't do it anymore. And the one issue you always come back to on the election stuff is this, custody of the ballot, all right? When we know about absentee ballot, right? I mean, I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be in Norway, which, by the way, I'll be there in June.
It used to be a sacred thing.
We have an election in June, but you'd say, okay, I'm going to be gone.
Yep.
You'd fill out your reason. They'd send you a ballot. You'd bring that ballot in.
Prove who
or you'd
are,
mail that in,
submit
right?
Submit it, yep.
But what happened here? Custody of ballot. They literally would have these sitting on, you know, coffee tables at nursing homes and long-term care facilities.
Just mail it in.
No idea. Yeah, so the custody of the ballot, extremely important. You know, who had it, what happened with it. So Arizona right now, the Attorney General in Arizona right now is looking at investigations related to, I want to say, over 100,000 votes in his purview to say, are these legit votes or not? So there's all kinds of things happening. FrankSpeech.com. Michael Lindell's done a lot of good work unearthing all of this. FrankSpeech.com. You get the deals there. And there's MyStore.com, all the U.S.-made products. Tell them Scott sent you. 800-228-0550. So just a quick refresher on what's happening in the Fargo Police Department. I go to WDAYRadioNow.com. I see a headline on the news. Fargo City Commission, police chief set to meet to discuss morale. Tuesday, that'd be today, Commission Chambers, City Hall are going to talk about the morale and the state of the police department. The meeting on the heels of several news reports released in the past week detailing multiple veteran officers leaving the force due to issues with leadership. 32, 33 resignations. Exit interviews are done with them. And if you read these exit interviews, they are blistering the chief of police who was an import from Wisconsin. I'm not one of the kind of individuals that believes you can never have anybody from somewhere else take a position of leadership here and not have it turn out bad. I'm not that kind of person. But I also don't believe to fix something or to replace a good leader, you automatically say, well, they've got a different zip code, so therefore they're an expert. So, you know, I'm not, oh, he's an outsider. Of course he's bad, but Beloit, Wisconsin's a very different place than Fargo, North Dakota. There's a lot more wokeness in Wisconsin than there is in North Dakota, a lot more wokeness in Minnesota. So 11 o'clock today, all of the officials we've asked you to talk about this particular incident before the event have declined to do so until today. But there are a lot of woke signals from the city of Fargo, and I would argue this is something that should concern you even if you're in the far western region of North Dakota, long away from the wokeness of Fargo, because, you know, it just is like a blob. You know, that woke blob? And look, Minnesota wanted to defund police departments. Don't forget that.
Well, a small part of Minneapolis, including its idiotic city council.
I understand, but I mean, you know, there is...
The Rocks and Cows want
everything to do with our law enforcement. Love our law enforcement.
Minnesota's two different states to that point.
It really is, like California.
But this happened in Minnesota, is my point.
Yes, it did.
This happened in Minnesota. So wokeness is real. I wouldn't ignore Fargo wokeness if I were you. There's another report here. We've invited Kevin Wallivan from WDAY TV News to talk about this because he's done some real reporting. And it's interesting, last night I guess he revealed sort of some text messages back and forth because of his reporting. It's been very bizarre. They're very concerned about this. And also see a story on Valley News Live. They did something smart. They went to Beloit, Wisconsin and talked to officers there. And officers there that retired during Chief Zabolski's tenure said, we're not one bit surprised. This is what's happening. So this is something to pay attention to, and we will continue to do so. I also have a tip today that part of the defense of the Fargo Police Chief Zabolski today in this meeting that will take place at 11 is to ask for the exit interviews from other law enforcement agencies. West Fargo, let me see your exit interviews. Moorhead, let me see your exit interviews. You know, Sheriff, let me see your exit interviews. And then wave those to say, see? They don't like those guys either. So that makes me okay. Right. But I think the sheer number suggests there's a concern here. Craig and Moorhead wants to weigh in on this. Craig, you're up on what's on your mind.
Well, we watch the Moorhead Fargo City Commission every Monday, every 2 weeks. And we follow Fargo a lot, obviously. When you live in Moorhead, Fargo's king. You know, what happens there sets the pace for everybody. Arlette Preston was on another station this morning, and her take is once change, they don't like change, and he's making positive changes. And I'm telling you, folks, if you want Arlette as your next mayor, why don't you just move to L.A., because that's the kind of life you're going to have. She's backing him 100%, and it's going to be a clown show if she gets in as mayor. Do you know if it's going to be on their website at 11 a.m.?
Yes, it is. Yep, it'll be live streamed, and that will happen at 11. What you're telling me doesn't surprise me. Arlette Preston is a leftist. John Strand, I would call a bleeding heart liberal. I think John Strand is, you know, he's a North Dakota guy. He's just a bleeding heart liberal. I don't know any other way to describe the guy. I don't think John is some kind of left zealot. But he's you know, he's very naive politically, and a bleeding heart liberal. She's a leftist. She's a flat out leftist. And the wokeness would be in her DNA. This is going to be decided by the mayor, because this chief is his hire. And the mayor will be the deciding vote. Fargo is a five-member city commission, the mayor and four commissioners. So it'll be ultimately up to him. This will be very interesting, but it doesn't surprise me at all. In fact, concerns me greatly that she is backing him 100%. And I hope we invited her to come on. I was told that everybody was keeping their powder dry and didn't want to say anything until the commission meeting today, but that's interesting news from you, Craig, and I appreciate the call. We'll keep tabs on this. This does matter because... This woke stuff is scary, folks. It's not just sort of like, oh, they're liberals. They're, you know, like the neighbors next door. They always vote that way. Wokeness is very different. So you've heard the reports. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made up to $30 million in stock trading on big tech companies like Google, the same company she oversees in Congress. And then there's the politicians who flout COVID rules while pushing for lockdowns. If you're sick and tired of the hypocrisy, you need to watch Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax. He's exposing the fakes, phonies, and frauds like Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and Chuck Schumer. Watch Stinchfield's special series, Exposing the Hypocrites, tonight, 7 p.m. Central on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. America trusts Newsmax, so do I. Get Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your smart TV and streaming on Pluto, Zumo, Roku, and more. Millions just like you are turning off the old media for Newsmax. Watch Stinchfield tonight and find out why. You'll love it.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pledging to hold the insurgents group responsible, the White House on Monday condemned a drone attack by Yemen Houthi rebels that killed three people at an oil facility in the capital of the United Arab Emirates. A thick layer of ash covering entire island communities can be seen in the first images of disaster-hit Tonga from an underwater volcano over the weekend. Experts believe it was the world's biggest volcanic eruption in more than 30 years. Officials at Prince William County Schools and Manassas City Schools in Virginia announced Monday that their universal masking policy will remain in place despite Governor Glenn Youngkin's Saturday executive orders.
Virginians have given us a license to lead. It's a temporary license. They have charged us all to deliver on a day one agenda.
The orders indicate that parents get to choose if their child wear a mask at school or not. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by the University of Mary. Give yourself a gift. This came out of the awesome Christmas season where we're all giving each other gifts. And how about giving yourself a gift? The gift of education. Flexible, affordable options come to you from the University of Mary. You can complete a bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, tailor your skills with a certificate. Earn your degree through Mary on your schedule. Find out more at online.umary.edu. When you're ready to apply, use the promo code SCOTT. They'll waive your application fee. We're going to be broadcasting live from the University of Mary coming up early in February. Looking forward to that as well. Always enjoy our trips there. It's great. Telephone numbers are 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. Question of the day you can answer by calling us or by texting. It's a COVID question for you. And I'm waiting for data on this question. But I'm curious anecdotally if people that you know, okay, anyone that has died from COVID, anyone that has been in the hospital from COVID, in other words, the worst of the worst condition, hospitalized or died from COVID, how many people that you know in that category had access to early treatments? Never seen a statistic that tells us that. We're to the point where we know people who've died from it. We know people who have been in the hospital from it. And I could told the stories on this program. Bruce Drobig is my favorite example. 71, I think Bruce is, and just talked to him over the weekend. This guy had a 10% chance of living. He was sedated. He was intubated, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he had had COVID early on, and I still don't know what he had for treatments, because every time I'd ask somebody, okay, when he was bad, have they done the antibodies? Have they done, you know, nobody would answer. I'm just kind of curious, because I think the statistics we see so much of as hospitalized, 90-some percent, were not vaccinated. Died, 90-some percent. And those numbers are changing because of the Omicron virus. But my question is, anybody you know that hospitalized or died from COVID, did they have early treatments? That's all I want to know. I'm looking for that stat, but anecdotally tell me. 701-237-1590 to text us or call us at 701-258-0550. Couple of texts, and then we're going to get to Jay Thomas. Jay Thomas, radio talk show host on our sister Flag Family Media station, WDAY, has been a friend of law enforcement for as long as I can remember, and has some great law enforcement sources. He's been sounding the alarm about Fargo Police Chief Dave Zabalski for a long time, and those chickens seem to be coming home to roost now. Text me says, how much can we get if we sell Fargo to Minnesota?
half Minnesota's broke. Sorry, we can't afford it.
Okay, another texter. I think when the mayor started siding with Black Lives Matter and going against what the people in the state of North Dakota want, which is police enforcement and law, that's where the problem comes in, because there's more than just black lives in the state of North Dakota. And I don't have to ask if I'm right. I just think we need to wake up to what could be happening to our state if we try to bend towards people that don't want the law. Another texter says, ask Drew Wrigley how he's going to get this crime under control in Fargo. He seems passionate about what is happening down there. We should be doing everything to keep our officers, not discouraging them by this culture fraud coming from Minnesota. All right. Another texter says, wokeism's favorite tactic is to destroy from within.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process that takes time, and they've demonstrated the patience to execute it. Destroying the police departments around the country is all leading up to the disarmament of its citizens. Woke police departments in conjunction with blue helmets when they can steamroll us, just like what is happening in Canada and Australia. You can read that and say, oh my gosh, is that person overreacting? Look at Australia!
Exactly.
Look at Australia, for crying out loud. Be very careful.
Can't play tennis. Last, vaccinated.
Last note here before we get Jay in here. No travel advisory has now been issued for Burke, Divide, Montreal, and Renville counties. Slippery roads, near zero visibility, hazardous driving conditions, blowing snow, drifting snow, strong winds. Be careful. I tell you, it comes up everywhere. Sunday, when we were on our way out to Tioga to get to the funeral on Monday, I-94 was a flipping mess. Fargo to about Steele. And it was very intermittent. You'd come up on it. I mean, there was vehicles upside down. There was, we saw a van roll. It just comes up quick. So be careful. And I don't believe there's a no travel advisory then. It just happens with the winds, and we know things are going to get a little ugly as we go throughout the day. So no travel advisory ready. Burke Divide, Montreal, Renville County. Jay Thomas, host of the Jay Thomas Show, is here to give us a little 101 on what's going on in the Fargo Police Department. Is it full on woke? Is that what Zabalski's about? Describe the problem here first, Jay.
Well, the problem is you do have full-on woke. You have a guy that came in here, and you heard from one of the exit interviews. You know, we're a bunch of bumpkins up here, and he's gonna fix this. That right there tells you the mindset. Let's not forget back in I believe it was June of this past year, 2021, June 25th, when the chief denied releasing selection committee members. Remember, he's putting the committees together to up people, get a new assistant chief and captains, and he didn't want that information out who was sitting on that committee. Well, WDAY News finally got that information that he was trying to withhold, and well, we find out why, because Faith Dixon was sitting on one of those committees. That right there should have told you something. That's the same woman who's been anti-police and has disrupted police in this community for how damn long.
Yeah, by the way, Faith Dixon, just in her treatment of law enforcement in Moorhead, when she was pulled over for something that was very legitimate and freaked out on them, and it's caught on video, should disqualify for anything in the way of a serious contribution to anything to do with law enforcement, not to mention the way she disrupted a critical race theory gathering in Moorhead that I was at. This woman is a professional protester, and it belongs part of nothing.
Not to mention the incident at West Acres Mall in a parking lot with an off-duty deputy from North Dakota Sheriff's Department and his wife.
Yeah, no, there's. I agree. Now, the chief, I pressed him on this very point, and he says, Jay, you know, Scott, you know, we can't just have people that always agree with us being a part of our communities, and this dialogue helps us. What do you say to that?
I agree with them. You can. Not everybody's going to agree with you, but this is not how you go about it. Imagine the officers, many who reached out to me that day when they walk into the police department and there she is walking the hallways. I mean, give me a break. You know, you don't have, I said this yesterday on my show, I get it. No matter who you put in for a chief, but it doesn't matter if it's a police job, if it's a radio job, if it's a grocery job. You get a new boss, not everybody's going to be happy. I get that. But when you have over 30 officers leave and you read these exit interviews and they all come back to the same thing, and that is the chief. There is a problem. Now, do I want this guy? I don't want a guy to lose his job. I also don't want to see a department put into shambles. And there is turmoil, and it is imploding from within. And then Bailey Hurley with Valley News Live comes out with a story last night in regards to officers at the Biloxi Police Department where he worked. And you talked about it. I mean, they're saying the same thing that these officers here are saying. And these are officers here in Fargo that have been with the department for years. They've been through multiple chiefs. They've been through the turmoil with Chris Magnus. They've been through it with Keith Turnus. I mean, they've been there. They didn't leave. Now they're leaving. Now, are some leaving because of the whole temperature out there when it comes to how law enforcement's treated? Sure. There's some of that. There's some that just, okay, my time's up. But a majority of these people are leaving because they can't stand the toxicity in that department. And I'm telling you right now, you said it earlier, Scott. I said it on my show yesterday. You folks out there in western North Dakota, don't think that, oh, you know, yeah, it's Fargo, what do we care? Care. Because this can be dangerous not just for the community. It can be dangerous for the state. There is a message sent to criminals out there that, hey, look, we're just going to slap you on the wrist. Look at the turmoil in Fargo. Look, Fargo can only put 7 officers out on the street in a town of about 130,000, 140,000 people. It's dangerous for law enforcement. It'll be interesting to see what happens at this meeting, this emergency city commission meeting, Scott, at 11 today. And I'm telling you right now, if you citizens hear the words committee, blue ribbon commission, anything like that, you should be scared as hell because that's just dragging
what do you,
it out.
What do you want them to do? What should they do today?
They need to have they need to come up with a decision today, whether that is have a plan that they say, look, we need to put a plan in place immediately that is going to address the concerns that these officers have. Don't put a committee that's going to sit around for months doing nothing.
Yeah.
You need to make a decision today. And I'm telling you right now, don't put the blame, and I'm hearing rumblings that we've got commissioners that are trying to put the blame on all this on former Chief Dave Todd, who, with all disclosure, is one of my best friends in the world, okay? But Dave Todd ran a good ship. Was everybody happy there? No. You're never going to make everybody happy. But he ran a good ship. Don't blame this on anybody else. This is the current administration in there. You need to figure out what is going on. You need, hey, look, you want to put all these committees together to look at police officers and make sure they're doing their job. Somebody needs to keep an eye on this chief. Again, should he lose his job? I don't know. That's for people in higher positions than me. But as a city commission, this is on your back. The city commission unanimously approved Mr. Zabolski. So you need to make a decision immediately. Do we stick with this guy and do we keep an eye and work with him, get him the training? You know what I think it is? I don't think Chief Zabolski's a bad guy. I've had him on my show multiple times. I think he's a nice guy. I really do. I think that he is not cut out for management. Some people just aren't.
All right, I want to know, we only have about a minute left, Jay, but if somebody's just hearing about this story for the first time today, you talked about exit interviews. We know a lot of people have left. Of everything you know from your wicked good sources within the rank and file, what is the one or two things that most people should know that he did that should cause a scrutiny, you know, on a whole new level? Give me an example.
It is the way that he is. If you look at these exit interviews, read these, it is almost all of them are the same. And it is the way that he treats people. It is his distrust for the employees. It is his second guessing of the, and it's not just the officers, it's civilian staff too. And it is just
Ghost in the machine again. Just his.
We have gremlins. No, this has happened to a few people in the last few days. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to blame whoever gremlin is in there. But I think
we got the gist.
Jay nailed it here at the end, and I think it is, you know, yes, the numbers say, what the heck's going on? Why 33 resignations? Why 7 retirements? Right? Just the pure numbers. Now, get into the exit interviews, and to say that his manner, his management style, is such that the morale has plummeted. You've got to pay attention to that with law enforcement. We'll know more about this later today, but I think this is a North Dakota concern. I agree with Jay on that. All right, Janelle, when we come back,
since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started. Today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
Ever tried one of the delicious 18th Street sandwiches? You can find them at PetroServe USA, and they're a dollar off all month long. Actually, everything's great at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience, 4-for-$4 deal with a gooey, awesome hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Pet Safe Ice Melt is $8.99, Balsa Blankets $9.99, and assorted Hershey's candy bars, 2 for $1. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
There's very few things that are certain in this world, but if you spend more time in a sauna or hot tub, you will be better for it, above the water, below the water.
That's right, and both increase your circulation, and when that's happening, good things are happening. Heat transfers in a body, heat proteins, and we could talk on and on and on, but you're better, like you said, below the water, above the water, and beyond the water.
Finley Saunas, hot spring spas, hurry. Call 844-200-7727, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Lowest price fuel you'll find, and great food. What's for lunch today? Let's see here. How about a hot beef sandwich or a chicken pot pie in Valley City? That sound good to you, Kev?
Absolutely.
Meatloaf or stuffed green peppers at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Stuffed green peppers. And they're stuffed with good stuff.
Like Grammy used to make.
Yeah, exactly. Chicken fettuccine, 12th Avenue, July 29. Tater tot hot dish on NP Avenue. Potato bacon soup or beef steak fritter. A couple of great options in Glendon. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. We will stay on the Fargo Police Department story for you, okay? We will stay on that for you. Recent caller brought up an excellent point. Fargo voters, if you want Fargo to become the Minneapolis of North Dakota, the woke mess of the Northern Plains, vote for Arlette Preston to be Mayor of Fargo. We'll continue to follow and thank Jay Thomas, who's been on this story for a long time. He is loved by law enforcement. He is their voice, and there is some contagion that needs to be dealt with here out in the open. 100%. Janelle driving towards Bismarck. What's on your mind, Janelle?
Hey, you had asked about immunizations or COVID shots and COVID. I'm just saying it's very complicated, and it's not, oh, did you get the shot or did you not get the shot? My 84-year-old dad got the shot on a Thursday and was in the hospital the following Friday for 5 months. In Trinity Hospital, and Trinity Hospital did a wonderful job of keeping him alive. And every doctor, I didn't get in there for 60 days to see my dad, but every doctor that came in, I would be, can he get his second shot? Because he's in the hospital, and if he has a reaction to it, I would like him to be in the hospital. And it is such a complicated virus. Not one doctor, and I talked to many doctors in 5 months, not one doctor would give him a second shot. So that shows you how complicated this is, how complicated a virus this is. And my dad did get out of the hospital, and he lived for 4 more months. And he was on high flow oxygen in the hospital. So basically, he was tied to the wall on high flow oxygen. And he did get out of that hospital. And I thank Trinity, and I thank the doctors for what they did for him. So he did get to go home for 4 months. I had people wink at me when he told them he was going to go home because he was in such bad shape, but he did go home. And when you were talking about the grit of 1883, that show, my dad had a lot of grit. And I said, Dad, how come they never ventilated you? I just can't believe they never ventilated you. And he said, well, they put something over my head, and that was on my head for 3 days, and that breathed for me. And I said, only you, Dad, with as much grit that you have, that you would sit there for 3 days with something blowing air into your face that made your cheeks blow out. But that's the power of the ancestry of North Dakota. And somebody walked in my office the other day and said, if everybody would just get their shot. And I said, it's way more complicated than that. It's way more complicated than that. If everybody got their shot, this is not going away. And my dad had his shot, and he ended up in the hospital, and it affected his heart. He had multiple heart attacks in the hospital, and it's a very complicated disease.
Did the medical team, you know, believe that he was one of the individuals who had a significant reaction to the shot? Is that what they ultimately determined, that that these were
never
effects
told
from
us?
Well, they didn't, huh?
Never told us.
Did he get the treatments? Did they do any of the COVID treatments, like the antibody infusion or any of the other treatments?
I would say mostly it was oxygen. I would say mostly it was blood. It was just a lot of my dad sitting in a chair trying to breathe. Me trying to feed him because he was so weak he could not feed himself. And when he got out of the hospital after 5 months, again, this goes back to what a warrior he was. He was walking without his walker. He could eat by himself, and he was living life. And I'll tell you, it's a terrible, terrible thing to watch somebody not be able to breathe and be on that high flow oxygen. And no nursing home will take somebody if they're on high flow oxygen.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that story. I think the headline for me is it's complicated. It's not as easy as, well, if everybody took a shot. We're seeing that every day. The number of cases among the vaccinated are skyrocketing. So yeah,
it attacks. I believe it attacks the weak part of that person's body, And in my dad's case, my dad should have died in 1985. He had open heart surgery in 1975 at the University of Minnesota. He was only supposed to live 10 years. And he got the titanium valve in the experiment, and he lived just until November 30th. So, again, tough little guy, weighed about 120 pounds, you know, but a tough guy. And it's very complicated because not one doctor would give him that second shot. And I ask multiple doctors about it.
Well, he evidently saw a reason not to, medically, because of what happened with the first shot. You know, interesting story. I appreciate you calling very much, and thanks for sharing it. Obviously, very, very personal story for you, but I think it helps people understand, you know, there's a lot of, I would call it happy talk in the news reporting on this to suggest that this is just a, this is a, it's a Jen Psaki, you know, said, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. I said, no, it's not.
At Collins and Cronk, Raymond James, we are privileged to have our clients let us be a part of their lives. They share their families with us and their close friends. We get to help them develop their dreams and curb their fears. We are so grateful to have this honored and important role in their lives. This holiday season reminds us once again how important family is, and we are thankful to be a part of yours.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Collins and Cronk, and a prosperous new year.
Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Collins and Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James.
Right here. Right now is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for?
First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.